think we're alone now. Good afternoon. Good afternoon, Marlo. Good afternoon, world. This is Jean Wolfe with you on the BizBuzz show from Marlo FM. In Marlo, we broadcast on 97.5. And if you're anywhere else outside the area, please go to www.marlofm.co.uk. This time next week, we will be broadcasting live from an exhibition in Wickham. So if you're a local business in the area, come down to the Wickham Expo. Search for it on the internet, Wickham Expo, and come along and say hello to us. We'll be there ready to talk to you about Marlo FM, and you can even come and be on the show. My show will be on in the afternoon, and it'll be a great pleasure to welcome you. So we're all set for a good Friday afternoon, and we will now kick off with a very old school song, but I rather like
it.
Into BizBuzz with Jean Wolfe.
Hello, Jean Wolfe here. BizBuzz show, Friday afternoon. It is the 21st of October, and so we've got about another week and a bit to go in the month, and the clocks will change soon, and we're just having beautiful weather at the moment, so it's a really good time to feel inspired about your business. And so I hope you're all listening. I hope everything's good on this lovely Friday afternoon. What I'd like to think about today is really it's about endings, and in some ways autumn is all about endings. As it happens, I went to the funeral of a really lovely lady yesterday, and she was somebody who was so full of life that it was almost incredible that she's died. And unfortunately, she died at the age of 58 from cancer. And you know, everybody who knew her, just everybody said how fantastic she was and how wonderful. And I mean, we have two responses to this. Either we think, goodness, we can't help what happens to us, or we think, well, actually, the end is something that we're all going to face at some point, and live each day as if it were your last, and live each day so that it's so that you are the best that you can be. And obviously, in the BizBuzz context, it's so that your business is the best it can be, and so that you can make the most difference in other people's lives. So with that, let's listen to Phil Collins and Both Sides of the Story. Both Sides of the Story, Phil Collins. Both Sides of the Story. I was talking about endings, and specifically in connection with death, because in some ways that knowing that we're not here forever can actually be an opportunity to make the most of the time we have. And, you know, one way of looking at it is to have a renewed sense of purpose, because we know it's not going to last forever. And I thought I would read to you the extract about death from Steve Jobs' talk that he gave to graduates at Stanford University. It's very moving, and obviously all the more so because he died just very recently. You can find it on YouTube, and I noticed this morning that it's had about 11 million hits. It's really worth looking at. And I thought I would just read some of it to you. And he says that when he was 17, Steve Jobs, that is, he read a quote that went something like, "If you live each day as if it was your last, someday you'll most certainly be right." And it made an impression on him. And since then, for the past 33 years, I've looked in the mirror every morning and asked myself, if today were the last day of my life, would I want to do what I'm about to do today? And whenever that answer has been no for too many days in a row, I know I need to change something. Remembering that I'll be dead soon is the most important tool I've ever encountered to help me make the big choices in life. Because almost everything, all external expectations, all pride, all fear of embarrassment or failure, these things just fall away in the face of death, leaving only what is truly important. Remembering that you are going to die is the best way I know to avoid the trap of thinking you have something to lose. You are already naked. There's no reason not to follow your heart. And then he goes to talk about his cancer. About a year ago, I was diagnosed with cancer. I had a scan at 7:30 in the morning, and it clearly showed a tumour on my pancreas. I didn't even know what a pancreas was. The doctors told me that this was almost certainly a type of cancer that is incurable, and that I should expect to live no longer than 3 to 6 months. My doctors advised me to go home and get my affairs in order, which is doctor's code for prepared to die. It means to try and tell your kids everything you thought you'd have the next 10 years to tell them in just a few months. It means to make sure everything is buttoned up so that it will be as easy as possible for your family. It means to say your goodbyes. I lived with that diagnosis all day, and later in the evening I had a biopsy where they stuck an endoscope down my throat, through my stomach and into my intestines. They put a needle into my pancreas and got a few cells from the tumour. I was sedated, but my wife, who was there, told me that when they viewed the cells under a microscope, the doctor started crying, because it turned out to be a very rare form of pancreatic cancer that is curable with surgery. I had the surgery, and I'm fine now. And this was the closest I've been to facing death, and I hope it's the closest I get to for a few more decades. Having lived through it, I can now say to you with a bit more certainty than when death was a useful but purely intellectual concept. No one wants to die. Even people who want to go to heaven don't want to die to get there. And yet death is the destination we all share. No one has ever escaped it. And that's as it should be, because death is very likely the single best invention of life. It's life's change agent. It clears out the old to make way for the new. Right now, you, and he's talking to the graduates, you, the new is you. Right now, the new is you, but someday, not too long from now, you will gradually become the old and be cleared away. Sorry to be so dramatic, but it's quite true. Your time is limited, so don't waste it living someone else's life. Don't be trapped by dogma, which is living with the results of other people's thinking. Don't let the noise of others' opinions drown out your own inner voice. And most important, have the courage to follow your heart and intuition. They somehow already know what you truly want to become. Everything else is secondary. Obviously because he has died, but his robust acceptance of death, I think, is very, very inspirational. And I mean, the words that remembering that I'll be dead soon is the most important tool I've ever encountered to help me make the big choices in life. We can get so bogged down by small things, but in fact, of course, it's the big things that matter. What am I really doing? What's going on? Is this taking me closer to what I really want to do? Am I doing what my instincts are telling me to do? And he says that, you know, you will actually know. You will know what you want to do. And if he looks in the mirror in the mornings and thinks, do I want to do this today? And says no too many times, he's on the wrong path. I love the phrase, no one wants to die. Even people who want to go to heaven don't want to die to get there. And it is the inescapable truth that nothing's going to live forever, your business, you. So it's about, you know, making the most of what you can do while you've actually got the chance. The other thing I thought was lovely is that he says, your time is limited, so don't waste it living someone else's life. Don't be trapped by dogma, which is living with the results of other people's thinking. You know, think your own thoughts. Don't let the noise of others' opinions drown out your own inner voice, and have the courage to follow your heart and your intuition. They somehow already know what you want to become. Everything else is secondary. And, I mean, these are fantastic words from somebody who went on, who has, you know, proved to be an enormous inspiration to hundreds and thousands of people. And the Apple and Macintosh products have created a cult-like following that is almost would have been almost inconceivable if we hadn't seen it happen. So he was really a game changer. Whether he had all the design inspiration himself, is not actually the issue. The point is that he brought everything together and made it happen. And obviously, in our own businesses, we want to be the person who's the overseer, who's the master of change, the visionary leader, creating change, rather than the person running around necessarily doing all the business. So it's more about synthesizing ideas, bringing them together, rather than being locked away in the back room, if you're running your own business, you know, shoveling coal into a something that eats fire to create the pizza. It's about having the vision, knowing exactly what's going on and where you're going. He said that he had, when he was young, there was something called the Whole Earth Catalogue. And on the final issue of the Whole Earth Catalogue, when he was of graduate age, on the back cover of their final issue was a photograph of an early morning country road, the kind you might find yourself hitchhiking on if you were so adventurous. And beneath it were the words, "Stay hungry, stay foolish." And it was this Whole Earth Catalogue farewell message as they signed off. "Stay hungry, stay foolish." And Steve Jobs said to his audience, "I've always wished that for myself. And now, as you graduate, I wish that for you. Stay hungry, stay foolish." What a brilliant inspiration. Don't be satisfied. Don't settle for second best. And don't know everything. Because knowing everything, you know, it can just be the end. It can mean limitations, and we will never know everything, you know, until that day when actually, you know, it is our turn and we breathe our last. So we'll now have another track of music. We'll have somebody else who's died fairly recently, Michael Jackson, Billie Jean.